in this bitch.
Disclosure. Savage Season, the podcast Conversations with Red Eye Tone, is not for the weak-minded. Now let's go.
Okay, it's another episode. Savage Season, the podcast. And let's go. Oh, wait, did I forget to say the marathon continues? Now, let's go. This is season 2 of Savage Season, the podcast, Conversations with the Red High Tone, and we are back, and I just want to say thank you guys so much for riding with me and participating in my polls. As you guys can see, you guys have requested, and I have answered, to keep but just enhance the cover art. I told you guys are a part of Savage Season, the podcast, just as much, and let's get right into it really quickly. This is episode 1, and the marathon, like I always say, continues as a pawn nip that instilled it in all of us in our culture. But anyway, as we get into it, this episode right here is going to be about why am I monogamous? Good question. But anyway, before I go ahead and answer that question and get into this episode, this is very controversial. So like I state, this podcast is not for the weak-minded, and not one episode that I post on Savage Season of Podcast is for the weak-minded. Anyway, as I get into it, why am I even monogamous? Before I can answer that, like I stated, I definitely want to give you guys, you know, some definitions. First and foremost, the definition of monogamy, if no one knows, I can definitely answer, because it is 2019 and no one goes upon, you know, morals that others have followed back in the day. So monogamous is actually having one significant other. So it could be a wife, it could be a husband, it could be a boyfriend, it could be a girlfriend. But when you're in a relationship with one person. You practice all the good and the bad within one person. All sexual activities is with one person. All mutual feelings is with one person. All love, hate, and relationships are with that one person. Now, the opposite of monogamous is polygamous and polygamy, which is the practice of a condition of having more than one spouse or more than one girlfriend or boyfriend. Now, people, what I'm actually getting into is not polygamy as in polygamy and your significant other doesn't know that you're practicing polygamy while they're practicing monogamy. What I want to get into is actually the, you know, the agreed polygamy. Why is that, you know, a conversation that's not speak upon and is acted as if it's always out of the country, out of the United States, out of the states, and it's not with inside of the states? Like, people here do not practice polygamy within relationships and within their homes, a polygamous family. When I mean polygamous family, I'm speaking upon, you know, an agreement between two people to have a third party, whether it's an extra man or extra female within inside of the relationship, the two-way relationship, so now becomes a three-way relationship within inside of the home, actually working as, you know, what we usually seen in Africa and such with more than one wife. They actually have it with more than one girlfriend within inside the home. And here in the States, we normally see it where there's one man and two women within inside of the home. And it's funny because I have ran into this topic plenty of times within the last couple of days. And basically the topic, that the reason why, is because I actually ran into the conversation that they had on the Facebook show The Red Table Talk, which is Willow Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Willow Smith's grandmother, Jada Pinkett Smith's mother. They actually have a show they put on Facebook, and Red Table Talk is basically about conversations that people don't speak about as well. But they touched on this topic and how this is something that generally is common, and it's not looked upon, and it's not spoken upon, and it's not, and no one is educated upon it. People don't realize that polygamy is the Greek root for many, and you know, this is something that has been going on for a long time, but it's not just within marriage. But the question is, to me, is, does it even apply? And to you guys, does it even apply to relationships in 2019 going into 2020? I mean, the morals that people have in relationship nowadays is like ridiculous. There's always quitting in relationships. A lot of people nowadays never make it to marriage, and then when they do make it to marriage, marriages end so suddenly because the communication factor is not there. The oomph of making sure we fix this. You know, there's actually a video on Facebook where is this old elderly couple. They look like they're in like the late 80s, early 90s. They have been together for years and years, and they were asked, how do you guys, you know, maintain your relationship and keep together? And they stated, we grew up in a time where we did not, when something broke, we fixed it. We did not go seek a replacement, basically. And that's a true, honest fact. I have a great grandmother on my mom's side. She, to me, I look at her as so holy because she has never been with no one else besides my great grandfather. And, you know, the thought of a person just having one person for the rest of their lives scares a lot of people in this day and age. So monogamy is wanted within a relationship, but polygamy is sought out without the other person knowing. Basically what we call, and to break it down in the form of what? Cheating is basically what it is. But do you think that it can be obtained realistically in the year 2019, a polygamous relationship within a family where a family is created, you know, living under the same roof, establishing kids, children, and going forth and creating a family and a bloodline from a polygamous relationship within the United States? I believe people do it. As you know, some people actually do it, some men actually do it to be hee hee ha ha, like, you know, I got feel both they self. But then there are some that actually believe that, you know, you can love both. There is people, you know, that I'm gonna speak about soon within this segment here that actually, you know, speak about it as something that is, you know, natural to them. It just came. If they had to do it again, they probably wouldn't, because there's not a third person that will match to the third person that's in, you know, that relationship. I don't know. But then you gotta think about the form of jealousy. Like, I know for me, I was slapped when I literally was take my man head off for even turning his right or left eye towards another female in a way that it shouldn't be. But then if he spoke to me about it, I probably wouldn't. That's where that in-between factor come in. That's what I want to speak about, communication and what it takes for people to realize that communication lies in a big factor. Because think about this, you are in a relationship and your significant other came to you and told you that he was looking for, or she was looking for someone else. Like, they wanted an extra spark, and extra spark was a third party. And we're not talking about just a one-night stand. We're talking about, let's try to see if we could. Would you even be down and think about it? No, you will completely shut it down, and you probably will leave that significant other because you think now they're going to cheat on you every time you turn around. But if they don't speak to you upon it and they do it otherwise, do you feel the first thing out your mouth is, why you didn't tell me you was missing something? So it's like that up and down factor, like, what's underlying in the missing factor? Like, what is that? And that's where I want to actually get touch into this, where we can look into some couples that actually are speaking upon what made them do that. You know, therapy is a big thing also within relationships, because communication was within therapy. That's the first thing you learn for a relationship and seeking out therapy for a relationship. Now, if you communicate with your significant other, sometimes it will never even get to the fact where y'all missing something, or sometimes it will get to the fact where let's change this before it even gets to the thought where we need an extra person involved. Or you never know, y'all both probably been hanging around somebody that y'all both had the eye on, but y'all never spoke about it. So because y'all never spoke about it, both of y'all never made the move, or the other person probably made the move and you ain't know, and then when you find out, it's an issue. Either or, communication is a big factor, because none of that is spoken upon, an issue arises, and sometimes breakups happen. But do we speak upon these relationships where they have lasted, like our great grandparents had lasted about like 70 years, 80 years, and even though one is probably deceased and one is probably still alive, or they're both deceased, one probably was monogamous. Do you think that the other one's staying monogamous too that whole ride? I don't think so. Because I feel like no matter how much a person is generally into someone, it is a human nature. It is a red-blooded nature for people to be attracted to other people. And when I say people, I mean people in general, because I don't, you know, discriminate upon love in general. So it's like a fine line between that when it comes to communication. But I definitely want to dive deep into it. And I don't want to dive deep into the funny parts about it, like Blueface, the rapper, the young rapper. I read that's the thing, he's from California, if I'm correct. I was actually on YouTube and I seen that he recently, supposedly, allegedly, because I don't know how true it is, kicked his mom and his sister out due to the fact that he was moving his two girlfriends in. Yeah, I said two girlfriends in. So they couldn't be there anymore. But that's not what I'm speaking upon. He did it, and then he posted it on the internet, like, showing them two, and then one of them was hiding their face. So is it showing that, you know, they all agreeing upon it, or is it showing upon he just did that to boast? Like, is that a boasting move, or do you really feel like, do these two really want to be in a relationship with you in three? In a three-way relationship with inside of a home for you to kick out your mother and your sister. But then you have, like, Love and Hip Hop, whether Love and Hip Hop is scripted or not, you have Frost's baby mom, Jasmine, that he had got pregnant by behind his wife's back. Now, she, if you watch the show, she actually was in a three-way polygamous relationship with another female and another man. And they were living under the same roof, but they showed it on TV as something that was so wanted by all three of them. And he actually didn't even boast about it, like he has two women, and they actually was walking around like it was normal and collective with inside of the home. So I just want to open your eyes up to that. When we come back, we're definitely going to go ahead and we're going to look into, you know, what some people say upon this, because I feel like it's a matter that is not spoken upon, but I think it's very interesting to see how others live their lives and how we look at cheating, monogamy, polygamy, and such. And communication, how come communication in a relationship really open doors to a fun, lasting relationship? But what can stop you from doing that? Yeah, I think this is interesting. And we'll be right back. Okay, and we are back. Once again, Savage Season Podcast, conversation with Red High Tone. Not for the weak-minded, you guys. But anyway, back into what we were speaking of. Let me take a little sippy sip. Okay. Anyways, so I actually wanted to touch base really quickly on what I think upon it. Personally, me, I cannot share my man. I'm not sharing anything. Nothing. Not him, not our food, our home, none of that. And it's crazy because a lot of women that's inside of polygamous relationships, they believe the same thing. Now, with me saying that, I want to kind of stick and show you guys, and you guys can look it up as I'm speaking. There's a couple named Ashley and Dimitri Snowden. They're actually married, and they actually was a part, I believe the show got canceled, I can look it up, upon the show that came on, I believe TLC, called Sister Wives. Okay. They were seeking for a third party to be a part of their relationship and such. They have two children already and was looking to expand their family in more ways than one, basically. They actually have a interview on YouTube with Sway, and he actually did a radio show episode with them speaking upon the matter. It's crazy because speaking to her when it first even came on, she was like, she was like, you know, I don't want to share him, and I wouldn't even be honest with you want this if it wasn't with Dimitri. So that's what I want to tag on with you guys. And I was saying that if your significant other didn't want it, there was no way, but because they wanted because they wanted with you, that makes me think they had communication. Well, let us boil down to communication. Now, I feel like if there's no communication with inside of a relationship, polygamy can never work for a family. Like, that's when it gets me to ask you guys, like, when do you feel it's appropriate? Because to me, it's never appropriate. to me, speaking to your partner about you wanting to seek out another is as inappropriate as telling someone that someone has died. Not inappropriate, but as uncomfortable. You know, it makes you, it really makes me sit down and be like, would I even ever have the cojones to do something like that? Like, I don't think I can find the balls that big enough to, like, but I don't think it's how, I don't think it's what you know, the topic. I think it's how you say it. Like, are you saying you want to go cheat on me? You want to go do something without me involved? Or is it saying, like, you want to try to do a, get a relationship going? Or is it you saying you want to one night stand? What is it? Because that's when the communication becomes a deep factor. You got to think about people that, relationships. You got a relationship. Relationships that do not speak. Okay, so y'all living within four walls. A relationship that does not speak about bills, a relationship that does not speak about, you know, home values within cooking and cleaning and such, a relationship that does not speak about moral values within the both, each separately, money moves, building moves, and a relationship that does not speak about each other needs sexually and emotionally is one that's not gonna, I don't believe that's one that's gonna stand. Because it hurts when a person gets cheated on. I think the main the person gets cheated on, they found out something from another way. What hurts them the most is not the fact of the act. What hurts them the most is the way they found out and that their partner did not tell them. It was hidden from them. Think about that. Because that, I believe that's actually what hurts most. Now, you got two factors, though, at the same time with this. One of the main factors that you have, are you guys too busy to speak upon it? So that's when a monogamy turns into cheating instead of a communicated, wanted polygamous relationship. Now, at the same time, I do not feel like a man should be married to two women. I don't believe there's no way possible that, you know, they say, can you be in love with two people? I don't believe it is. To be honest with you, I feel like first and foremost, I can't be in love with two people, because first you gotta learn how to love yourself. You're one person that you gotta already love, and that's a battle every day. Then you gotta love another person. How the hell do you find the time to be in love with a third person? And then you got, I couldn't do it. You gotta think about it. Inside the home, you got, okay, when I get my monthly, sooner or later she gonna sink with me, she gonna get hers. Now I'm going to have to deal with her bitchy ass attitude, my bitchy ass attitude, and then him not understanding our bitchy ass attitude. Then you got to think about it like this. When in a two-way relationship, when he falls, I pick up. When I fall, he pick up, right? When we both up, we both do. And when we both down, we both figure out how to come together and pick up. Now what if she come in a situation and she fall? Me and him already been here. If she fall, I ain't gonna feel like picking her up, or I ain't gonna want to pick her up the way I've been picking him up, because that's mine. She ain't mine. She an extra. That's the way I look at it. We all gotta come in this together. But then, nah. I don't want no other hoe cooking for me. I don't want no other hoe cleaning for me. I'm not gonna call her hoe. I'm gonna call female. I don't want no other female cooking for me. I don't want no other female cleaning for me. I don't want another female washing my clothes or washing his clothes. I do not want another female feeling like she can't. No, because then I don't want no another female paying bills. I don't want none of that, because now I'm feeling like you taking. Now I feel like you taking my spot. Not just with him, but you taking my spot for myself too. What role is she supposed to play besides the bed role? What role is she supposed to play besides the bedroom? I really don't. What role is she supposed? Like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, what is she supposed to do? Is she supposed to have some type of role? I don't know. Like, is she supposed to? How can I say? I don't know. Like, what is she? Like, honestly, like, what is she supposed to do? It's like what's the word? You know, it's like trying to figure it out, and then you're just sitting there, and you're just like, I don't know what she's supposed to do. It's like one of those. It's just like a why? Like, for what? Like, what? I think that, you know, when it comes to that, that's when we're supposed to have someone tell us what it is that the other person is supposed to be doing besides laying down with us. And then I think that you're going to just hear nothing, like just a bunch of nothing. It has to be. It has to be. That's the only way. Just a bunch of nothing. Because what the hell can they do? What's the added? And then that's when I think the fights and the arguments will come involved. Maybe I may be wrong. I think I might. You never know. I might be wrong. But if y'all know, somebody please tell me. But anyway. But I feel like this is something that needs to be shined on. I wonder why they even canceled the show. Let me see. Why did they cancel out Sister Wives or whatever the show was? Let's see. It's a good question. Let's see. I'll go type in the letters off the keyboard. Okay. It was a show on TLC. It was rumored that it was going to be canceled because the ratings was really low. But I think the ratings was low, be completely honest with you. I think the ratings was low because this is not something that people were interested in having. Am I looking at, let me say, Seeking Sister Wife? Let's see. I just want to make sure this is correct. Okay, no, it was actually called Seeking Sister Wife. And they actually found somebody else. Let me see. Canceled. No. It is returning for season 3 on TLC. It's a very non-spoke about topic, but I think that you guys need to look into this. I think I'm going to actually see what's going on with this and definitely follow up with a second segment to this, because this is very interesting. Would you guys even think about me? Like, can you share not just your way with yourself with another person in your mind? Because I can't take myself by myself half the time. But guys, I think that was a good topic discussion for episode 1. What I'm definitely going to do is just let you guys know that we have some surprises coming up. I have an interview coming up in one of these episodes with an up-and-coming rapper out of North Carolina. He's like so dope, it's ridiculous. Don't want to speak too much on it. He's busy and he's coming up, but we definitely going to release him. Also, I have some music from my little brother that I'm actually going to be releasing as well, so you guys can hear him. And you guys definitely want to see if you know some podcasters or something you want to join for some interviews or such like that. 7 Season of Podcast Season 2 is here. It's not much on this episode due to the fact that, you know, I just wanted to reach back out to you guys and apologize as well for the delay and bring back Season 2. There has been a lot going on, like a state and the lives that's taken over, you know, and then also technical difficulties. So I definitely apologize to you guys. You guys, I definitely want to hear your thoughts and your comments or information for contact. You know, will be listed at the end of this episode, but also at the bottom in my display description section. And you guys can let me know what you think. I think this is something where I definitely want to see if we get some interviews or some people on how they feel upon the matter, and we could definitely go ahead and put out an episode 2 to this. But you guys, why am I monogamous? Because I choose to. That's my answer to my title. I choose to because I cannot even think not to be, because my mind don't even run that way. I can't be in a relationship with a third person, let alone another female. I'm too much for myself half the time to add another female. Definitely don't want another male, because then I will feel like my significant partner is gay. Don't want to deal with another man, and anyway, too much to deal with him. Now, I asked him and he was like, no. And I was like, why? He was like, no. I said, but y'all have a threesome though, right? And he was like, that's a good question. See? What do you guys think? Let me know. And we'll be back. Might leave a bitch in the sun, bitch won't party with Cardi. Cardi and Buddy in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body, shining all over my body. Gotta get your bitch on money. Drinking you late, belly trick laying in the lane. Blow out the brain, I go insane. I drop a check on the chain, fuck up a check in the plane. Cardi taking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset, yeah. Cardi with an upset. Cardi be brain, I'm upset. Cardi taking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi with an upset. Cardi be brain. don't forget to go ahead and put them, you know, names for Instagram right there inside the search box and follow me. I have two Instagram pages, Savage Season_the podcast. That's directly for this podcast. If you want to be a part of it, if you want to sponsor it, if you want to have anything to do with it, or just want to reach out to me and do a segment on something, that's Savage Season_the podcast. And then we have my personal Red_Renee_Hightone. And if I'm talking too fast, you guys know you can press that button right there. That's just the fast New Yorker in me. Go ahead, copy them. IG names, go ahead, put them in the search box, go ahead, press enter, go ahead, support. Also, there's a link down here, you know, you can go ahead, you can send me some money and build me up, and I will definitely look out for you.
Quick disclosure, once again, Savage Season the podcast is not for the weak-minded. Okay, with that said, the marathon continues.